The Return of the Gumby Gang, written by Pamela Oldfield and read by Gene Wagoner.
Chapter 1. The Search Party. There were four members in the Gumby Gang: Steve, Debbie, Howie and Bet. Steve was the oldest, so he was the leader of the gang. Howie was American, Debbie was 9, and Bet, her sister, was nearly 5. They clambered on board the old houseboat, which served as their headquarters. "Say the password," said Steve. "Raspberry," said Debbie and Howie together. Bet, giggling, blew a raspberry, just to annoy Steve. "Bet can't attend the meeting," he said sternly. "She hasn't said the password."
"I have," she protested.
"You haven't, Bet," said Debbie. "You only made a rude noise. That's not the password." Bet tut-tutted. But then she said the password properly, and the meeting began. Steve looked at his notebook. "Item 1, he read out. "Raise money for B's new lead. Any ideas, anyone?" B stood for Buster, the Gumby Gang's dog. He was large and bouncy, and although they'd tried to train him, he was, as Steve put it, fairly hopeless. As Buster didn't know he was fairly hopeless, he was a very happy dog. But he had an unfortunate habit. He would chew up his lead.
"Ideas about what?" asked Debbie.
"How to raise the money, silly."
"Not really," said Debbie. Howie looked around the small cabin and said,
"Where is Buster?"
"Oh, he was with us just now," said Steve. "Go and fetch him, Bet. It's too cold for him outside."
"Why me?"
grumbled Bet.
"Because you're the youngest," Steve told her.
Quite satisfied with this explanation, Bet went outside to look for Buster. A few minutes later, she came back in again.
"He's disappeared," she said. "Gone and vanished."
"We do know what disappeared means," said Steve loftily. "Well, go and find him. He can't be far."
When Bet had gone, the Gumby Gang began to discuss ways and means of raising money. Buster was the Gumby Gang's mascot, and they paid for his keep out of gang funds. 10 minutes passed, and suddenly they realized that Bet had not returned.
"That's just like Bet," Steve grumbled. "Send her to look for a missing dog, and now she's missing. Your sister is hopeless."
"I know she is," said Debbie. "And you know she is, so you shouldn't have sent her. Shall I go and look for her?"
Howie rolled his eyes.
"Gee, it's real spooky," he said. "Debbie will go missing next, and then Steve will send me to look for Debbie, and I'll go missing. Then Steve will go looking for me, and..."
He didn't finish the sentence, but they all looked at each other rather thoughtfully.
"I vote," said Debbie, "that we all go and look for Bet and Buster, just in case they've been kidnapped."
Steve grinned.
"No one would be daft enough to kidnap your sister," he said.
"Oh, very funny," said Debbie. "Then where is she?"
Steve could not answer that, so they declared the meeting over and set off in search of Bet and the dog. It was a cold Saturday in November, with dark clouds overhead. The children were all muffled up in anoraks, scarves and woolly hats. Steve, being the leader, immediately took command.
"We'll organise a proper search," he said. "We'll all go off in different directions."
"No, we won't," said Debbie firmly. "We'll all stick together. Otherwise someone else might disappear." "Bet hasn't disappeared," said Steve. "Then where is she?" asked Debbie.
"She's only lost," said Steve. "Temporarily lost. That is not the same as disappearing."
They all argued about whether Bet had disappeared or was simply lost as they made their way back along the towpath that ran beside the river.